Christina Haruga of Great Britain, the world champion over 400 metres, your second global title in this championships. Your thoughts on that magnificent achievement?
I don't know. I ran 8:15. It's now 10 o'clock. I don't know. I'm just so grateful. I'm just thankful for everything. It's been a nice season. I came into the championship in the strongest form ever. It's a bit scary because sometimes you don't really know what you can do. But I just thank God for everything. It's been a really tough season. I mean, it was a tough 3 days, and I was able to just keep the faith and keep going, keep my strength up. I think today I told Lloyd, I just felt like I was going crazy. Lloyd's my coach. I just thought I was going mad. It's like, how can this be fun? It's like 1 minute you're up, you run a heat, and then you feel really, really up there. Then the next minute you're struggling to get back up again because you've got a race again. And then the next minute it's just been a complete roller coaster. So I'm just, thank God I've come out the other end and I've been successful. I've been happy and faithful the whole time. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Before we talk about what it means to you and the accomplishment, you were given the identical time to the athlete Moncho, who finished in second place. So before it was confirmed, how nerve-wracking was that wait? How certain were you that you had claimed your second world title?
I wasn't completely sure. I just thought, if I was happy that I did my job well enough, I thought, she's going to win it. At least she worked for that. I fought her for it. And I know the race was a bit scrappy. It always is with me. I don't know why. I really don't know why I can't seem to get it right when I'm supposed to. But it was a bit weird because I was facing the wrong way. And I heard the crowd screaming and I thought, wonder who they're screaming for. And I didn't want to turn around, but then I did. And it's the best feeling to see your name come up first.
And not only to take the title, but to do it with another sub-50 clocking and a national record that stood for 29 years. Yeah, how much more special does that make it?
It's really special. That's as old as me. No, it is. August 84. I was born in May 84. And I think it's, I've got everything else, but you can't be an Olympic gold medalist, an Olympic silver medalist, and not have a national record. And it's almost like, you have to have a national. Everyone else has a national record, so what can I? I want one as well.
Coming into this championships, you always ran sub-50 to take your big medals at global events. What is it about you? You've done it here again, and as you say, a national record, breaking one that stood for almost 30 years. What is it about championships that brings out the very best in you time after time after time?
I really don't know. That's like a million dollar question. I really don't know. I don't know. I suppose it's the intensity of it. I don't know. I don't know. People, like my coach Laurie says, I enjoy working under pressure. I don't know. Maybe secretly I do. Maybe you like to be kind of pressed against the wall and have to fight your way. I don't know. Maybe that's, I don't like it, but you seem to think that that's what I enjoy doing. I suppose it's when you're really pressed, you really kind of see the real person that you are. I suppose maybe that's what it is. And I don't know, maybe you're just forced to fight, isn't it? I don't know, maybe. I really don't know. I wish I had. People ask me why that is, but I really don't know. I don't know. I suppose I'm just blessed to run championships. But I ran a good race coming in, the anniversary game, so I'm not just, well.
Well, listen, congratulations on that fantastic achievement. Very well done indeed, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.